I'd like to speak for several hours and days and months and years about the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Unfortunately, time is a little limited, and fortunately we have in our presence quite a few direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada, more than usual in Seattle, somehow or other. I would think so. We have Narayan Prabhu, Ashokamrita Prabhu, and resident, of course, Hari Vilas Prabhu, Bhaktivatsal Prabhu, Panchata, oh, there are quite a few of you. Radhika Mataji. So, actually, there's one thing about America, there are so many Prabhupada disciples everywhere, because Prabhupada preached here so much. Anyway, I wrote a couple of, often devotees ask me about how did you see Prabhupada, what did he say to you, and how did you see him, what did you hear. So I wrote a book about this because I thought devotees are so, everywhere I go they're asking me, so I better put it in a book and they could all read it. So I made one book of that, My Memories of Srila Prabhupada and some other, and I request all the disciples of Prabhupada, especially those who have considerable association with him, like Hari Vilas Prabhu, and you might not think it's considerable association, but it's a lot more than I have. And also Narayan Prabhu, because every moment spent with Srila Prabhupada is more valuable than all the millions of lifetimes we spend wandering around this material world, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as a mosquito, sometimes as a tree, sometimes as a god. Lava matra sadhu sanghe sarva siddhi ho, even a briefest association with a pure devotee can give all perfection. So if you want to know about my personal memories, as we can say Srila Prabhupada, you can take that book, and we request other disciples of Srila Prabhupada to also record their memories. But also tonight, as we're going to hear some of the memories of devotees who had personal association with Prabhupada, it's also important to understand that we can all have personal association with Srila Prabhupada. Because, as Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, then read my books. And that he said when he was personally present here. We say personally present to distinguish between his prakat lila and aprakat lila. Between his, it's difficult to put it in language, when he was personally, when he was, there is a difference. I mean, you can't go to see Srila Prabhupada in the way that we could previously. So Prabhupada is still living, of course, but there's a difference. But even at that time, Prabhupada was stressing that you can know me best by reading my books and by following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So it's important for all of us to realize this, that Prabhupada is living in our lives as much as we want him to be, because he's fully ready to be with us, but we have to be ready to receive his instructions, follow his instructions. And as Hari Vilas Prabhu was saying, that Prabhupada will remain the preeminent Shiksha Guru for all devotees in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, because it's his books that we read. Of course, many more books are being published, and Prabhupada wanted that because writing is kirtan, that will go on. Kirtan will never stop. But the seminal books for devotees in ISKCON, others may go here and there, but we want to go through Prabhupada, are Srila Prabhupada's books. And Prabhupada said that we can know him by reading his books. So we should all have our relationship with Prabhupada is not just that, well, we saw him in 1976 and this and that, but our relation, that relationship, the spiritual relationship, is not limited by time and space. A pure devotee, just like Shukadev Goswami is described about him, tam sarva bhuta hridayam. I can't remember exactly the words, but it says that he can enter the hearts of all living beings. So certainly Prabhupada can and will if we want him to. So we can all experience the mercy of Srila Prabhupada as much as we follow his instructions. Another point to be considered: who is more fortunate? Those who saw Srila Prabhupada then, or those who are seeing him now by following his instructions? So many persons who personally saw Srila Prabhupada, did he ever come to Seattle? He came to Seattle also. So this is also Prabhupada Padankita Desh. His lotus feet have marked this land. So many people saw Prabhupada wherever he went. But those who follow his instructions, even now, they are more fortunate. So most important way to associate with a sadhu is not simply by seeing, but by hearing and following the instructions. And in that way, we can all be linked with Srila Prabhupada. I'm not going to speak much, like I said, I can speak a lot more, but there are usually the sannyasis, they're stuck up on the seat and they're speaking. There's so many others. Actually, we should all express our realizations of Srila Prabhupada. And you can all do that. Starting from this year, there's an online Vyasa Puja book of Srila Prabhupada. So if you haven't done so this year, at least next year, you can all write your offerings to Srila Prabhupada and put them there on the web. So I'm not going to say more now. I'll turn it back over to our MC, Hari Vilas Prabhu. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada.